Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The Rooster Walk Music and Arts Festival in Martinsville, Virginia, was created in memory of two close childhood friends who passed away in their mid-20s, Edwin the Rooster Penn and Walker Schenck. Both were Martinsville natives, Martinsville High School graduates, and lovers of live music and the great outdoors. Proceeds from this volunteer-led festival go to the Penn Schenck Memorial Scholarship at Martinsville High School. Last year, Rooster Walk 3 saw more than 2,000 people in attendance. Recently, Southern Living magazine highlighted Rooster Walk as one of Virginia's top three events for the month of May. Rooster Walk 4 will take place Memorial Day weekend, May 24th through the 27th, at Blue Mountain Festival Grounds with over 30 bands. You'll hear rock, funk, bluegrass, Americana, jazz, country, steel drums, and more. The festival kicks off Thursday night with Gary Sinise and the Lieutenant Dan Band at 7 o'clock. Last year, Rooster Walk co-founder and Reeves Theater board member Johnny Buck filled me in on all the goings-on at the Reeves and Rooster Walk. Here's some of that conversation. Since the 1940s, the Reeves Theater was the go-to spot for first-run movies in the heart of downtown Martinsville, Virginia. But over the past several years, as movie industry woes began affecting film houses across the country, the old theater found itself on the cutting block. After laying unused for nearly 3 years, plans were laid to board up the historic theater. But then, in walked my guest today, Johnny Buck. He and his posse of concerned citizens banded together to not only save the building, but to transform it into what is now one of the area's most successful live performance venues. Arts at the Reeves Theater was born. I recently caught up with Secretary of Art Johnny Buck, who spoke with me by phone about the performance series Rooster Walk 3 and who to look out for this spring at the Reeves.
Town Mountain's a hard-driving bluegrass band out of Asheville, North Carolina. They've been playing, I think, for around 5 years, and they're super talented musicians. They definitely kind of have a roots country feel to them, though they are a definite bluegrass band. They're hot pickers, and they can pin their ears back and fly.
Great. And this is Music at the Reeves, but it's also, this is a Rooster Walk preview show. Tell me about Rooster Walk. How did it get started? I understand you're the co-founder of the group.
Yeah. Rooster Walk Music and Arts Festival is a memorial event that remembers two of my good buddies in Martinsville, Virginia, who passed away in their mid-20s, Walker Schenck and Edwin the Rooster Penn. And that's where we get Rooster Walk from those two guys. They're some really special people. Martinsville is a really small community, one of those places where some of the people that you might be in class with in kindergarten or first grade are your best friends when you're graduating from high school. So both of those guys were music lovers. Both of those guys loved the outdoors. And when they passed away within about a year of each other, we wanted to do something to remember them and something to kind of try to turn the tragic situation into a positive in some manner. So we came up with the idea of a memorial music festival. All the proceeds from Rooster Walk go to the Penn Schenck Memorial Scholarship, which is at Martinsville High School. And I'm happy to report that in the first 2 years, we've donated $10,000 to the Penn Schenck Memorial Scholarship Fund. We think we're off to a great start. We're hoping to make another significant donation after Rooster Walk 3, which is coming up here May 27th and 28th.
Who are some of the other bands that will be performing at Rooster Walk 3?
We've got a fantastic lineup. We've got a very special headliner that we aren't going to announce until May 2nd. Festival host Folk Soul Revival. They're the only band playing two nights. They're the right mix of rowdy and roots. They're out of Bristol. Also, the Mantras, a jam band out of Greensboro, North Carolina. The Jesse Chong Band, which is kind of a reggae rock group out of Virginia Beach. As well as, you know, about 18 more. We got a little over 20 bands. Big Fat Gap from Chapel Hill. Lizzie Ross, who we just spoke about. Poverty Level, Relaxation, which is from Roanoke, Virginia. You know, I could go on and on. It's a lot of different kinds of music. It's rock, reggae, funk, jazz, jam, bluegrass. It's a great time, and it's also a really family-friendly event. That's one of the things we really pride ourselves on is we did a survey after Rooster Walk 2, and 100% of the parents who brought kids said they would bring them back to Rooster Walk 3. So it's a great mix of a real music festival with arts and crafts and food that's also family-friendly. And then when the sun goes down, we got the light shows and we got the whole party thing going on. It's a great event, and it's all for a good cause. Last year we had about 2,000 people, and we're hoping for 3,000 or 4,000 this year.
That's a nice eclectic mix of music for Rooster Walk 3. And then every third Saturday at the Reeves Theater, meanwhile back at the Reeves, you've got it's all bluegrass all the time.
That's right, yeah. The third Saturday of every month, you can book it on the calendar. The Martinsville-Henry County Lions Club has a Bluegrass at the Reeves concert series. And they do a fantastic job of bringing in really talented bluegrass bands from the region. They have a different band every third Saturday of the month. And it's really affordable. It's $3 ticket every single month. You can't beat $3 for a night of great music. And they're also putting that money to good use with a lot of the different charitable endeavors that the Lions Club does.
And coming up Saturday, May 21st at 7 o'clock, it's Acoustic Endeavors. They were formed back in the early 90s, and they've been winning band contests ever since, and they'll be kicking things off on Saturday. So if you're a bluegrass lover, you want to go and see Acoustic Endeavors, and that's coming up on Saturday, May 21st. Then Friday, June 3rd at 8 o'clock, it's Jim Lauderdale, and well, you all are really bringing in the cream of the crop up to Martinsville for the Reeves Theater performance. He's the two-time Grammy winner.
Absolutely. I mean, Jim Lauderdale is, to be honest, kind of the feather in our cap for our first Friday series. First Friday of every month, the Arts at the Reeves Theater Group brings in what we consider to be top-notch, world-class type musician. The idea being you bring in somebody like Jim Lauderdale, who normally would have never stopped to play in Martinsville because the market was too small from a business standpoint for him, which meant our Martinsville music lovers would have had to go to, say, Greensboro, Winston-Salem, Roanoke, Richmond, who knows where, to see somebody of that caliber. But with the first Friday series, we get to bring in Jim Lauderdale, you know, a Nashville legend, one of those guys who is really unparalleled in country music songwriting. That's kind of how he got his start back in the day, writing songs for other people. And then, obviously, he became a known and award-winning commodity as a performer himself. And he'll be performing solo. It's a can't-miss act. It's something that you'll never forget. He's quite a character.
I met Jesus in a bar.
He's written songs for the Dixie Chicks, Patti Loveless, George Jones, Solomon Burke. I mean, all kinds of folks. And as you mentioned, just a real Nashville legend. That's a tough market to crack. And he hasn't just cracked it. He's really thrived in Nashville. Great. And that's coming up Friday, June 3rd. Then on Saturday, June 18th, it's the Southside Ramblers.
And like I said, you can put it on the calendar from here to eternity. Third Saturday of every month, there's going to be an awesome bluegrass band coming to the Reeves Theater. It's not that far. Again, you know, you're looking at less than an hour from Winston-Salem, 45 minutes from Greensboro. You can hop right up the road, snag dinner in uptown Martinsville, head over to the Reeves for a great night of bluegrass, and get back to the house before bedtime.
We sat there for hours. I could feel the grace and power, and I said things.
My thanks to Rooster Walk co-founder and Reeves Theater board member Johnny Buck. Rooster Walk 4 will take place Memorial Day weekend, May 24th through the 27th, at Blue Mountain Festival Grounds, with just over 30 bands during the four-day festival covering every type of music imaginable. You'll hear the funky sounds of Pimps of Joy Time from Brooklyn, Nashville and Bluegrass with Josh Schilling and members of Mountain Heart. And kicking it all off on Thursday night, May 24th at 7 o'clock, it's Forrest Gump star Gary Sinise and his Lieutenant Dan Band. Rooster Walk 4 is a family-friendly event with lots of arts, crafts, and food vendors, and they've also added the Tough Strutter, a 5K trail run, to Sunday's activities. Camping is available on-site, and a free shuttle runs folks from the festival grounds to the Dutch Inn Hotel and into Martinsville. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.